This is Unpublished Opinion for February 20th, 2006. I'm Simba's mom. On today's show, I'll tell you about the new fitness video that I bought, a film review of the movie Junebug, and I'll answer another listener's question. So first up, I'm home today. It's another holiday. It's President's Day, so no work for me. So I've been hanging out with Simba, and I actually just finished doing a new workout tape that I got. One of my guilty pleasure shows is Celebrity Fit Club. I don't know if any of you watch that. It's on VH1, and it follows some mostly sort of has-been celebrities trying to get back in shape and lose weight. And I like the show. I think it's entertaining. And it's good on TiVo because you can fast forward through all of the dramatic pauses as they weigh in and all of the stupid stories about the actors that I don't like. In this season, it's actually the third season. It's got some good people on it. Young MC is on it. And Bruce Valanche is on it, who I saw perform in Hairspray. And I think he's really funny. So I don't know. I like watching the show. And for those of you not familiar with it, one of the sort of hosts of the show, or coaches, I guess, for the celebrities, is a man named Harvey Walden IV, and he's a Marine drill sergeant. And so the video that I got is actually the Celebrity Fit Club Boot Camp Workout, and he's the host of it. And it's pretty funny, because he's got these sort of stupid, cheesy lines that he uses. But I think he forgets. Like, I don't know if he's not used to doing a video or what, because he keeps using the same joke over and over again. And it's only a 30-minute workout that I did today. And yet he used the same joke again. Like, it's mind over matter. I don't care if you mind, because it doesn't matter. Or something like that. Like, some silly little joke. And most of the exercise videos, the hosts annoy me. And that's just how it is. I didn't mind him too much, just because I know him from the show and I liked him already. But he is pretty silly, because he's trying to be so serious, and it's obviously not really boot camp, so it just comes across as kind of funny. Usually what I do when I get a new exercise video is I'll do the video with the sound of the host or hostess, you know, two or three times until I understand what they're saying, how to do the moves, what I'm supposed to be focusing on. And then I will just, from then on, do the video with my own music on, turn the sound on down on the tape. And that's just because, you know, I get annoyed hearing them make the same comment over and over again. So as far as the workouts, the tape actually has two workouts, a 30-minute workout and a 50-minute workout. And so today I did the 30-minute workout, and it was really good. It's not like a lot of videos that are like sort of dance-like. You know, you do like the grapevine, and you do like, I don't know, it's sort of like aerobic-y. It's definitely more boot camp-ish. It'll have you jog in place for 30 seconds and then, you know, get down on the floor and do crunches and then get up again and do jumping jacks and then, you know, maybe do lunges or something like that. And it was a pretty good workout. I did like it quite a bit. I definitely realized that I've been neglecting certain areas, like my thighs were screaming by the end, which was good, I guess. But, you know, just concentrating on doing running and swimming and things like that, I haven't been focusing on, like, weight training aspects and more muscle toning things, so I think this will be a good addition to my workout routine, because it'll focus on the areas that I'm neglecting. So I will have to let you know how the 50-minute is once I work myself up to it. I'm sure I'm going to do the half-hour one a few more times until I'm finding it too easy. But I would recommend it. I mean, like I said, he is kind of silly, but the workout is really good. And I actually bought it off the VH1 website. I don't know if it's on like Amazon or anything else, or if you can get it at the stores. But if you're looking for it, I got it at VH1.com. Next up, over the weekend, I rented the video Junebug, specifically because Amy Adams, one of the stars of the film, is nominated for Best Supporting Actress for this year's Academy Awards, and I was continuing on with my quest to see as many of the nominees as possible before the Oscars on March 5th. If you're not familiar with the movie, basically the premise is there's a couple that lives in Chicago and they're recently married, and the wife owns an art gallery, and she discovers this artist in North Carolina that she wants to recruit to come and have his paintings be at her gallery. And coincidentally enough, her new husband's family lives in North Carolina. That's where he grew up, and they actually live about a half an hour from this artist. So they go drive down to North Carolina to sort of, you know, do both things, visit the family, who the wife has never met, and also for her to meet up with this artist and try to convince him to go with her gallery. This movie was a little hard to get into at first. It's a very character-driven movie. So until you sort of become involved with the characters, there's not a whole lot going on. It's hard to explain, but, you know, the plot, there's not a lot of action. There's not a lot of things going on. It's more conversation, more as the movie progresses, you learn more about what's sort of going on with these different characters and how they all sort of have their own issues, you know, with each other, with themselves, like families do. But once I got into the film, I really liked it. I really liked the characters, and they weren't sort of stereotypical small town Southern characters. They had dimension to them. They had interesting interconnections with each other, interesting dynamics that were good to see throughout the film. So overall, I'm going to give this 3 cat paws. I should point out that Princey gave up after about 10 minutes and went to use his computer. He just didn't get into it. I don't know. I feel like if he would have, you know, stuck with it a little more, he would have liked it. He was kind of, you know, turning his head and watching parts while he was at his computer, but he wasn't really focusing on it. One of the things I didn't like about the film, I just didn't understand what the director was trying to do, but there were certain scenes where there would just be, you know, it would be a transitional scene where where there would be a series of trees, and normally in a transition scene, you know, you would focus on something like that for like a second, 2 seconds, but here the director just would focus on the scene for like 7-8 seconds, and I just didn't understand. I was like, is there something in the trees? What am I missing? I don't know. So if you see it, maybe you can explain to me what that was about, because I don't know. So as far as the acting was very good all around, I thought. Amy Adams, like I said, was nominated for Best Supporting Actress, and her character was really interesting. She plays the wife of one of the other sons in the family, and the son's actually played by Ben McKenzie from The O.C., and so her character, she's pregnant, she's due, you know, very soon after the guests arrive. She just has the strangest personality. She's like so hyper, so excited about everything, so like seemingly happy about everything. And you kind of learn that maybe she's masking a little bit there, but it's definitely an entertaining character. I also really like the acting of the father, played by Scott Wilson. He sort of retreats from the family a lot and spends a lot of time in the basement woodworking, you know, trying to avoid all of the drama of the family. But I thought his character was, even though he didn't say a whole lot for the first probably 80% of the movie, I thought it was just a very interesting character. I thought he had a lot of complexity to him. The things that he would say sort of had strong meaning to them, and I just thought he was a really interesting character. I also like the fact that you will notice in one of the scenes where he's quietly working by himself in the basement, he starts singing. And maybe it's because I listened to the Walk the Line soundtrack 900 times. I instantly realized he was singing Wildwood Flower by June Carter Cash. So I got a little laugh out of that because it was pretty funny. I actually had to rewind it and play it again because I wasn't sure if I was hearing wrong, but that was definitely what he was singing. And the actress that played the mom, Celia Wetson, was also, she was very good as sort of the kind of overbearing mother who's not afraid to say what she thinks. So I thought she was really good as well. So like I said, it's a very character-driven film. If you like movies that are more about the intricacies of the character and the dynamic between the characters, especially families, this was definitely a good movie. And it's got, it's got laughter, it's got sadness, it's got sort of a whole wave of emotions. At the end of the film, you kind of learn sort of that the characters, what they put forth on first glance. They have different emotions and different feelings and different thinking underneath that they maybe aren't letting out for whatever various reasons of, fear or apprehension. But by the end of the film, you really kind of get a better understanding of who all of these characters are, and sort of why they act the way they do. So, like I said, I would recommend this film. It's on DVD now, and I'm going to give it 3 cat paws. Okay, finally today, I would like to answer another listener question. Our good friend Shore Turtle wants to know, do you have any suggestions for someone interested in starting a podcast? Tips? What do you need? What software do you use, etc.? Sounds like we may have another podcaster potentially in our midst. I don't have a lot of, great answers. I can just tell you what I've done and what I've used, and it's worked out pretty well. When I started doing this, all I had was a little headset microphone that Princey had that was, 5, 10 years old, something like that. And I just plugged it into the computer and started that way. I am still using the same simple free program that I downloaded to do the first show. It's called Audacity, and you can find it at audacity.sourceforge.net, SourceForge being one word. I'll put a link to it on the blog too if you want to check it out. So basically, all you do is you download this program, you can record onto it. It's got, you can have different tracks if you want to add music. Which I was much better at the beginning. I had more time. I would find, good songs to put in and stuff. But, I've been lazy and I haven't done that, and I really should because I do think it sounds better when there's sort of mixes of songs in with the chatter of me. There are a lot of good websites that actually have songs on there by the artists that they put up on the website for you specifically to download to put on your podcast, free of charge. A couple of those are the PodSafe Music Network, which you can get at music.podshow.com, and there's also PodSafe Audio at podsafeaudio.com, and they have all different kinds of music, all different genres. If you want to add that, just sort of make it sound a little better. And like I said, with the Audacity program, you can mix tracks, you can cut stuff out. Sometimes when I have more time, I'll go back and cut out all of the ums. This one I'll keep. And, so it's a fairly simple program. It didn't take me too long to sort of figure it out. You can change the sound levels on different tracks if you want the music to be quieter in the background, things like that. Sort of as I've advanced, I guess you want to call it, I got a little bit better microphone that's got sort of noise canceling so it doesn't pick up as much of the, the train going by or the wind, as I'm sitting here at home. And I also then upgraded again and bought the digital voice recorder. And then I just recently bought a lapel mic to go with that so that when I'm out and about, if I want to record something, or like I did with the stair climbing, record like that. And then just come back to the computer, load it all up, transport it into the Audacity program. And mix it in with the rest of the show. One thing that I will point out, it's all very clear on the Audacity site, but they don't have the ability with that program to convert it to MP3, and you'll have to download something else to do that, and they'll tell you all about that, and that's also free. So it's very easy to, to create the podcast with no money. I mean, you don't have to invest anything. I've sort of done that just because, I like gadgets and I like to try different things. So once you have your podcast, You decided on what you want to talk about. You've got it recorded. You're going to need somewhere to upload it. If you have your own website and space like that, you can, just do it on your own site. But I couldn't figure out a way to upload it onto Blogspot. So what I ended up doing was subscribing also for free to Podomatic.com, and then you can upload it on there for free, and then so it'll be hosted there in MP3 format, and then I just link to it from my blog. The key, if you want to get listeners that don't normally go to your blog, is you need to make sure you get your podcast into various directories. There's iTunes, Yahoo, Podcast Pickle. There's tons and tons of these different podcast directories, and just try and get yourself into as many as you can. It's, all free, of course. So, the more places you're listed, the more likely you will have people sort of stumble across your podcast. So that's it, Shore Turtle. That's all the expertise I have. Hopefully that will answer any questions you might have if you are in fact considering starting up a podcast of your own, or if you know a friend who is. Be sure and let them know the tips that I have suggested. And that'll do it for today's show. Remember, you too can have your question read and answered on the show. Be sure to email me with your questions at simbachicago@yahoo.com. And of course, always check out the blog at simbasmom.com. Up there now, you can read about how I lost my cell phone at the auto show by leaving it in a Mini Cooper. And you can also see a photo of the swimsuit I finally decided on. And another reminder that the Simba's Oscar contest is still ongoing. Entries can be received up until noon on March 5th. So just click on the Simba's Oscar contest link on the top of the webpage, or you can email me the responses to the questions at simbachicago@yahoo.com. The questions are all listed on the website at simbasmom.com. So thanks for listening. Have a great day.